The issue of human trafficking in Northern Illinois is gaining interest among activist groups. They say Rockford ranks second in the state for cases of sexual exploitation. On this week's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Jesse Schlacks takes a closer look at this underground business.
The industry can be so discreet that people don't even realize they're being trafficked.
One day at the pool, they saw me there and my vulnerability and recruited me into what I call a false friendship. And that was the beginning of the grooming process.
That's Katarina Rosenblatt. At 13, she was approached by a young girl named Mary while staying at a hotel in Miami. It came at a rough time in her life when her mom left an abusive marriage. Mary connected Rosenblatt with a pimp.
And there began a relationship where I thought he was like a father figure, and he would eventually sell me to a 65-year-old sex tourist for $550.
Rosenblatt says she followed her instincts.
My mom had always told me, say no to drugs. Basically, that's all I had to go on. And a quick prayer for God to help me.
Thankfully, Rosenblatt survived the incident, but like many other victims, she was lured back over the next couple years. But she did find hope near the age of 17 from her mother's support.
I don't know everything that's happened to you, but I'm here for you and I love you and God loves you. And it was those kind of words that I kept hearing that encouraged me to keep going and try to make a better life for myself.
She launched a nonprofit organization called There Is Hope For Me. It aims to help survivors get out of the sex trafficking industry. Rosenblatt also shares her story across the country and abroad.
Now this year, I got accepted into a JD program, so I'm going to be actually starting law school in January in California.
One measure she is pushing is the Safe Harbor Act, which protects juveniles who get involved in human trafficking from criminal prosecution. It's law in Florida and some other states, but not Illinois. Rosenblatt says it needs to be federally mandated.
And so we need to get more on the state books so that kids are no longer being arrested and re-victimized and re-locked up because they're already under the control of a pimp.
Rosenblatt also stresses the importance of education. She says knowledge is power for young people who are unfamiliar with the underground industry.
What is human trafficking? What is sex trafficking? What does it look like today in America? Does slavery still exist? If I would have had something, that would have prevented me from being trafficked the second time and then the third time.
She calls on families to keep a watchful eye on their children.
And as parents, you really need to know who your child's friends are and what's going on in their social media so that they're not being recruited for false modeling, false friendships, and false boyfriends.
Rosenblatt's daughter isn't too far from her mother's reach. Diana Juliao is wrapping up her undergraduate degree in psychology, but she is also heavily involved in the nonprofit group. Juliao says her activism stemmed from her mother's story and realizing the prevalence of human trafficking.
And it's not just other males trafficking males. Like, I dealt with a survivor who his trafficker was a woman and he was recruited by his girlfriend.
Juliao also says there isn't one profile for a recruiter. Juliao says situations that drive people into the industry are more complex.
They run to something because they're trying to fill a void of something that's not there. So by creating that, whatever it is that they're needing, by creating that right there at home, they don't have any reason to run.
Lieutenant Eric Bruno is with the Rockford Police Department. He can't pinpoint a single reason why the city tops the list of sexual exploitation crimes.
While we recognize that it's a terrible crime and it needs to be addressed, the reality is that there's only so many hours in a day and so many officers that can work on it. And we have a terrible violent crime problem too. So the scope team is being asked to handle that as well.
Bruno oversees the SCOPE team, or Specialized Community-Oriented Police Enforcement. They work undercover to tackle issues like sex trafficking in the area. He says there are only so many hands on deck, but says SCOPE is efficient in its work. Bruno says the entire department has been overhauling how it treats sex trafficking for years. It came after examining what is perception versus reality.
Many of these women didn't want to be prostituting themselves or selling themselves. There was usually an underlying reason why they were doing it. They were either forced into it because they had a boyfriend or a pimp or somebody that was making them do it, or they themselves had a multitude of issues, either alcoholism, mental health issues, drug abuse.
Bruno says another realization is how much of the trafficking takes place online, whether it's Snapchat or a Craigslist ad.
Rather than being out in the street and trying to generate customers or generate business, now you can do it, you know, from a hotel room, from wherever.
And Bruno says trafficking victims aren't condemned to criminal charges and jail time. He says it's assessed on an individual basis. But Bruno says the solution is not to just put people behind bars.
We may just sit and talk with them for a little while, try to gather some intelligence information from them. You know, why are they here? Who are they working for? Would they be willing to cooperate? Do they want to get out of the life?
He says he's working on a plan to have a court designated for human trafficking.
It works similar to drug court. You hear about drug court where low-level drug offenders go to court, and rather than go to jail, they get, you know, in exchange for jail, they have to go through some a treatment program. And if they graduate, then the case is dismissed.
But regardless of circumstances, Bruno says law enforcement is on the victim side.
Reach out to seek assistance because it's there now. It may not have been there 10 years ago, but it's there now.
I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIJ News.